Good morning, church. I'm going to kind of ask you to be a little more enthusiastic than that because the choir is going to be taking you on a roller coaster ride with energy. Good morning, church. Thank you very much. My name is Sam Chibiru, and I am the team leader for Imani Milele Choir. I will come and give opening remarks just a little later. But for now, I would like for us, if we may, please to turn our attention to the screen, and we're going to have a short video that will start the worship experience. But I'm going to ask you that when the choir comes, they're very high energy. And I know you are cool, calm, and collected. And many times when you enjoy music, however high energy it is, you only do a tap of your feet. But I ask you kindly to do it, to express yourself. The choir feeds off your energy. They will love it when you clap. They will love it when you worship together with them. It is a worship experience. God bless you. Let's turn our attentions to the screen.
My wife Pam and I have been supporters of the Imani Children's Choir for several years. We've had the opportunity to visit Uganda numerous times and have witnessed firsthand the incredible impact Imani is making. From the moment we landed in Uganda on our first trip, we noticed the entire team's commitment and dedication to meeting the needs of the Uganda children, the families, and the communities that they live in. One example of this I've seen personally is the building of the Lusaka School Center. As one of the 8 Christian school centers that Imani operates, Lusaka has welcomed a growing number of children and prides itself in its excellent student grades. In fact, the student population has increased so rapidly that it's outgrowing the facilities. The current school lacks a dining hall to feed the students properly, and many of the classrooms are not conducive to education. In fact, many look more like shacks than the traditional classrooms we may envision. You may be thinking to yourself, what's the big deal about having a school? Well, you and I are fortunate to live in a country that values education, but Uganda is not the same. Illiteracy rates in Uganda are some of the highest in the world, and many children do not get the opportunity to attend school. In Uganda, 7 out of 10 children won't even finish elementary level education. My wife and I feel blessed to be supporters of the hard work that Imani does every day to effect change in the lives of these children. We love hearing about the completion of different projects and hearing about how the students that we sponsor are passing their exams. If you are considering giving to Imani and experiencing this for yourself, I would highly encourage you to do so. From firsthand experience, I promise you'll be glad you did. Thank you for listening and enjoy the rest of the show.
If you would like to learn more about the work of Imani Milele Children, please visit imanimilele.com or contact our team at development@imanimilele.com. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Amen. My name is Juliet, and we are the Imani Milele Choir. We came from Uganda, East Africa, to worship with you this morning. So I hope you join with us as we praise and worship Jesus this morning. Will we do that? With all that energy that you just saw and you respond like that, will you praise and worship with us this morning? Yeah. Amen. Amen. We arrived in this country in March and we landed in Florida. So we've been on the road since then. We started in Florida, started going north, as far north as Pennsylvania, started going west to Idaho, dropped down to LA, and we're here with you. We go back home in September. We do this pretty much 5 days a week, and we enjoy it, but we are on a mission. Like Sam said, we take care of orphaned and vulnerable children. So the choir tells their stories through music, dance, and drumming. We rescue those children from the remote communities of Uganda. I'm talking communities with no access to clean water, with no medical facilities, with no schools. And then we educate them in our programs. We have 8 schools across the nation of Uganda. So we enroll them to the school closest to the community where they come from. And then we develop them into independent and sufficient citizens of Uganda. But most importantly, we introduce them to the love of Jesus Christ. So when they are praising and worshiping this morning, they are doing it from their heart, and they know what they are singing about and what they are expressing themselves about. So I hope you join with them as they worship and praise. I think you saw the energy that they have, so expect to see that maybe in the next hour. Feel free to stand up, to raise your hands. You can sing along. Don't be afraid to shake a little bit. We are in the house of the Lord, so we are free to do whatever that we want so that we lift His name high. So I'm going to get out of the way, and they'll do their thing. But thank you for coming, and we are happy to be here. We enjoyed our stay at the hotel, Pastor. Everyone was relaxing, and we're excited about that big meal we are about to have at Rib City. Pretty much everyone is going to have ribs today. So thank you very much. God bless you.
From heaven,
when He landed,
praise Him in an African way.
When Jesus
came down to Africa,
so we must praise Him.
Praise Him in an African way.
No one could touch Him
because He's the Son of God.
No one could go Him
because He's the King of Kings.
Jesus the Savior.
Jesus the Savior.
So we must praise Him.
Praise Him in an African way.
Thank you. Let me request all of us to get up on our feet and we praise God together in this song. Come on, keep on, stay standing. You can sing with us if you know the song. Put your hands together like this, everybody. Come on, praise the Lord with your club.
Come on. I will come into your presence, Lord, with a sacrifice of praise.
With a song
I will exalt you, Lord. Blessed be your holy name.
Sing, I will give you
all the glory.
You delivered
me from shame.
And I'm created
in your righteousness.
Blessed be
your holy name.
Oh,
lift him up. His name be lifted higher. Lift him up. Exalt his holy name.
Oh,
lift him up.
His
name lifted higher.
Lift him up.
Exalt his holy name.
Oh, lift him up.
His name lifted higher.
Exalt his holy name.
Jesus said that if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. Ladies.
I will come into your presence, Lord.
Oh, yeah.
With the sacrifice of praise.
Let me hear the gentleman singing the Lord.
With a song I will exalt you, Lord.
Blessed be your holy name.
Me right now. Come on, keep on clapping those hands for Jesus.
Can we give them one more round of applause? You may have your seats. They're going to have a water break and be back, so they're not yet done. Do you want to hear them more? Thank you. So as they take a water break, I would like to share just Mr. Gideon, if you'll help me, maybe reduce the monitors a little bit. They're hot. I am going to share with you just a little bit more about the organization. For those of you who were here during Sunday school, you got to hear the story. and I am not able to go through all that right now. But I'm going to give you just an awareness of what Imani is all about and then what is going on in Uganda right now in our program. Like you heard at the very beginning, Imani is a Swahili translation for everlasting faith, and that is embedded in the foundation of this organization. We are a Christian organization that is currently taking care of nearly 5,000 orphaned and vulnerable children in our program. And so all the choir members that you saw here are all beneficiaries of the program. How do we select them? We go out in Imani operates and runs 8 school centers across the nation. And so in each school center, we have a music program. And so we are able to recruit and bring, harness these talents and teach them music and train them. And they form a choir that you are seeing on stage. And so they traverse the United States as a promotion arm of Imani, bringing awareness of the plight of orphaned and vulnerable children around the world. And so they have been traveling since 2013, not this particular choir, but the first choir of Imani came in 2013, and this is the 10th choir to ever tour the United States, and the first choir post-COVID to travel to the United States. And so why are they doing what they are doing? Is that we are able to tell our stories on platform like what Pastor Randy has given us this morning, as a church you have given us this morning, and we share our story and also exalt Jesus. See, at Imani Milele, we don't require a profession of faith to help a person. We do have children from all religious backgrounds and all types of faith. Because Jesus never sent us to the Christian orphans. He told us to take care of the widows and the orphans. So we don't require a profession of faith. But also as a Christian ministry, we feel that responsibility of sharing the love of Jesus. And along the way, we have seen children who came from Muslim backgrounds and their families give their lives to the Lord through this work. Praise the Lord. And for those of you who aren't here in Sunday school, this work was started in 1989 by Reverend Moses, who happens to be my father. He's still the leader of the organization. He's currently in Uganda, and he's working together with an amazing staff. And he started out with 3 orphan children, and it has grown to the number that we have. But he also does evangelism, and so he has planted through that work about 300 churches in East African region, and so he continues to do that. What do we do with the children that we bring in? You heard what Juliet said. We provide them opportunities to go to school, and that is through a sponsorship program. So you see these two boards that are right before you. These are children in our program who do not have sponsors, and we have many more, but we are only able, just for this service, to place these ones. And those children are in need of someone who will come alongside us as a ministry and help them through school. To go to school in our country, it you have to pay. And then on top of the school tuition, you have to buy school supplies, school uniform, without which you are not able to go to school. So we do have a sponsorship program where for $35 each month, you are able to enable a child to go to school. But beyond them going to school, they're able to access 2 hot, nutritious meals. Believe it or not, there are very many people in my country who still go hungry or go barely on 2 meals a day. And so as a school, because we have many children who commute from home. We provide them two meals a day. Those that stay at our schools, they have three meals, but those who come from home, we give them two nutritious meals, and then they also have access to clean water, because water is a problem in many of these communities. If you see the areas where they get to collect water from, there are places that you wouldn't really, what you're seeing is very common, very prevalent. And if you've ever been to Uganda in the rural areas, that's the kind of water they consume. You see mothers carrying their babies, collecting that water for home consumption. So what we've done in our schools is we've dug clean water wells that is not only available to just the students, but the entire community. And we've seen lives transformed, health, you know, being improved. But one of the very key things that this tour is actually trying to raise funds for is the completion of a school. I remember many years ago when we came here, Pastor Randy, we had a mission of building a school. Why? We have this current school, which is the headquarters of Imani. It's in the heart. It's where everything started. When you remember that story of my grandmother's, you know, rental units, the structures you see there actually were the small rental units that were turned later into a classroom. But then this is the current school. Over 700 students squeeze themselves. The buildings are made out of softwood, which is very susceptible to termite attack, and the roofing is made out of corrugated iron sheets. So during the rain, it's hard to teach because of the sound of the rain hitting the iron sheets, because there is no insulation. And then during the warm months, there is excessive heat, and it's unbearable to even teach or even learn. And so with challenges like not even having a playground and things like that, the kids eat literally just outside or even in their classrooms. There is no dining hall. We needed to address this. And so we were able to buy a piece of property. And when we toured in 2018, and we started inviting people to help us build a school. For those of you who did, I would like to share with you some progress report. As we speak right now, the new school has been set up, we broke the ground, and now the school has been actually roofed. Four-storied high, it's been completed with the roofing, and now we are left with the finishing touches. This is as a result of the Imani tours. See, we could have chosen to take the school to a nicer place, but the school is actually within the very community that we serve. And all the community is so proud to have such a project in their place. All the challenges that are facing the current site are alleviated at this school. And so what we are left with is a very short thing to be able to complete. The whole school actually is costing us about $2.6 million. In Africa, we have a phrase, how do you eat an elephant? One piece at a time. And so we've been eating one piece at a time, and God has brought us this far. Now we want to complete with the plastering, with the flooring, windows and doors, some of the finishing touches. And everywhere we've been going, we've been presenting this opportunity in which you can plug in as God leads you. There is what we call pathway to success, whereby if you give $1,000 or more, we are going to use the fund, of course, for the school, and then we will have your name on this memorial wall that we're going to have. Or you can help as God leads. Some people have come and said, I'm going to take a legacy project. We have legacy projects where you would take your name or a loved one or a Bible verse or what you want, and you build a classroom, which, for example, a classroom costs about $30,000. And if you do that as a family or something, that class is named after you. So people across the United States have been taking on these legacy legacy projects, and of course you would be receiving reports and end of year giving statement and all these things. If this is something that you feel God is impressing upon your heart to do, maybe as a church to do a legacy project, I know that as a church you've supported us previously, or as an individual, as a family you would like to do, please speak with me at the end of the concert and I will present these opportunities. Or if you go to any of the chaperones in the foyer, they will be able to share these opportunities that are available with you. But right now, I'm going to get out of the way and we're going to watch a short video. Very many people ask and they say, what is it like for children in Uganda? So this is a video just to bring you an awareness of the kind of lives they live before we rescue them. It's a video of twin girls that were rescued in our program. And then the choir will be back and Pastor Randy will also come up. God bless you. Thank you.
My name is Jacqueline. My name is Lillian.
And we are twins.
And that is our grandmother, Ruth.
This is our story.
We were raised by our grandmother ever since we can remember. When we were still babies, our mother separated from our father and she left us. Our father struggled to look after us when we were still babies, so our grandmother came and took us.
Nina omwana wange omulenzi ye yazaala abaana aba. Bwabazaala ne babeera ne mukazi we nga babakolako wano mu biseera eby'obuto ennyo. Kakati bwe bakulamu ne baweza emyezi etaano, bandaba tebakyabasobola. Kakati abaana bwe baweza emyezi etaano, ne mbaga nti abaana mbampe, ne babampa.
We never saw our mother again until we were in grade one.
Naye nga awo mu myezi egyo we babampeera, nga nnyaabwe tebali wamu, omulenzi asigadde omu. Era naye nnawulira buwulizi. Bantumira na muntu nti oli alwadde, naye tetumanyi na lumbe lumutta. Abaga nti wuuli n'okufa afudde mu 2014 mu September.
Our father died while we were still young.
At our grandmother's place, we collect water from a pond which was far from our home. We pass through the bush to get there.
We shall be using that water for drinking, washing, and cleaning. My sister and I love to help our grandmother at home. Because we don't have electricity in our village, at night we read books using a small light.
Omukadde we buze gwe gunaatukola obubi sikyayina maanyi ate ne bannange bendi nabo nawo abajjukulu abakulu buli muntu anoonya waalaga kati ne bandekera ddala wano ngekka era ekyo nkibaliriza naddala nga mpulira kinnuma n'abalekera ani abajjukulu abo. Mukama bw'aba abawadde obwongo bakyamutwaza mu maaso naye kanya bakuttiko oyusimulina.
Ever since we joined Iman Milele, our lives are great. Jesus came into our lives and we now enjoy his love every day. Jesus has used Imani to care for us. And now we go to a good school where we have good friends. We now stay in a home where we have new brothers and sisters, especially choir members. We play with them, we share with them, and even learn about Jesus Christ with them.
Jaja yona muzungu wange era yampeze baluwa era ngenda gikusomera ne baganda bange abali wano. Dear Jacqueline, you look so beautiful in the picture that they sent. We love you, dear Jacqueline. I will write again soon. Love, Mom. Ababiri bagenda mu kanisa kusaba era ku Sande.
Njawulo ndaba nga bajja nga banyirivu ate nga era balinayo kye bafunyeeyo. Sonyugerere nkutendereza oyo abikola yenna. Ne mwami Kabona mba nfunye kitange wakubiri. Era kya muwendo kye yankolera. Bonna Mukama babeereyo nga balamu. Sirina saagala mutawaana gubatuukeko. Bagira babankuumire.
Boy, if that song doesn't bring tears to your eyes, something the matter, right? Give these kids a great big hand. Would you do that? This is the third time that we've been privileged to have these kids, and when they called and I was able to connect with them and wanted them to come again while they were here in the United States so that we could be a blessing. Think about America. When I think about kids in America that have so much, to see the incredible worship. It comes out of so grateful hearts. Today, you and I have an opportunity to give to them. Can you imagine 5,000 orphaned children that this group educates, clothes, feeds, develops, and tells them about Jesus? We're going to pray and take an offering. If you'll just make out your checks to New Hope Baptist Church West, we'll just cut one check. And guys, was your night at the Hampton Inn good?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Then we're going to let them eat, and you can eat anything on the menu at the Rib Crib, okay, for lunch. That's where they're going to be.
Thank you.
Johnny, would you come and pray? I can't even pray, okay? Would you just do this? Would you bow as we pray together as the ushers are here?
Well, I'm not in much better shape than you are to do this. You know, Randy pretty well said it just like it is. I'm undeserving of the things I've been blessed with. And to hear these young people here praise God's holy name through music and their ministry kind of makes me feel ashamed of myself. And young people, you did a wonderful job.
Thank you.
You made an old man feel really good this morning, and I thank you so much for that. So let's pray and thank God. Father, what a wonderful experience this morning of hearing these young people praise your holy name through their music and through their actions. And Father, it is so reassuring to know that your word is out there, that it's being spread, that it's being administered to people who need to hear your word, who don't know you through all this world. And Father, to see that spreading manifested through these young people is just such a wonderful experience to be a part of this morning. And I praise your holy name in that you allow for these young people to be able to do what they do. And I just pray, Father, that here in the city of Duncan, in the state of Oklahoma, in these United States, that we would open our ears and that we would open our eyes and we would open our heart to receive the message that they're trying to spread to us, so that we would use it in our lives in the same way that they're using your words in their lives. And Father, we just know that you are the hope of every nation in this world. You're the hope of this particular church. And Father, we're so thankful that you paid a debt that each of us have that we couldn't pay, that you accepted that debt even though you didn't deserve it. So Father, we honor you, we praise your holy name, and I just ask that each of us search our heart and support these young people in such a way that they could help others as they go about their ministry. Father, I praise your holy name, and I ask forgiveness of my sin. And it's in Jesus' precious name that I pray this prayer. And everybody said,
We shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever.